According to Legends of America, an argument between a New Yorker named George Hull and a Methodist preacher in 1868 sparked one of the most famous hoaxes of all time. It all began when Hull, a vocal atheist, engaged in an argument about a particular Bible quote. From Genesis 6:4, the scripture read, "There were giants in the earth in those days." Hull, believing this was preposterous, decided to fiddle with the faith-loyal community. So he traveled to Fort Dodge, Iowa, where he purchased an acre of land. He hired a few men to carve out a 12-foot-long by 4-foot-wide and 2-inch-thick block of gypsum. He explained to his workers that the massive slab was for a monument to honor Abraham Lincoln. After he procured the block, he had it shipped to Chicago, where he then hired Edward Burghardt, a German stonecutter, to secretly carve out a man. Hull and Burghardt used stains and acids to create a weathered appearance and used a darning needle to add pores to the skin. Satisfied with the result, Hull shipped his giant to Cardiff, where he had it buried on his cousin William Newell's land. Up to this point, Hull had spent $2,600, which in today's terms would be more like $42,000. 1 year later, Newell, as instructed by his cousin, hired a couple of men to dig a well on the exact spot where the giant had been buried. On October 16, 1869, Hull's giant was unearthed. Newell began charging people 25 cents to see the giant that once walked the earth, as stated in Genesis 6:4. Of course, this finding attracted scientists and archaeologists from all over, who quickly confirmed that it was a fake and was merely made of stone. Surprisingly or not, there were still plenty of people who believed it was a real giant, or at least was an ancient statue carved by a Jesuit priest in the early 17th century. Either way, Newell upped the charge to see it to 50 cents. Hull eventually sold his share for almost $500,000 in today's money to a group headed by David Hanum. The giant was moved to Syracuse for an exhibition, and huge crowds flocked to see it. The giant craze caught the attention of famous showman P.T. Barnum, who made a hefty offer to buy it, but was denied. So, he hired a man to make a replica, and then started spreading rumors that Hanum's giant was a fake, and his was actually the real one. Hanum tried to sue Barnum for slander, but the case didn't hold up in court. Giant fever eventually cooled off. The original Cardiff giant ended up in some guy's basement in Iowa, serving as a coffee table, until he sold it to the Farmers Museum, where it is on display today. For Hear Hear, I'm W.F. Strong.